Okay. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we're able to come together in one accord, too. And we thank you, Father, because that one accord means that we're all united together in Christ, in you, Lord. And you've knitted our hearts together, and you've brought love through us for each one of us, Lord. And I just praise you for it, Father. You're worthy of all of our praises, Father. You've commanded us to praise you. Not only that, but we enjoy praising you, because we know when we praise you, great things happen. And we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us the privilege of being in this great salvation experience and this walk of holiness that you've got us in, Lord. I thank you that tonight's going to be an awesome time, Father, because you're in charge. You've gotten us by the hand. You filled us up with your Holy Spirit. And that's what guides us. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for all that's accomplished tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Any prayer requests to begin with? Yeah, Diane. Yeah, there you go. No.
Okay. All right, sorry. I got a call from the nurse case manager of Sharon, my daughter's residence where she lives, yesterday. And she had recently had an ultrasound on her breast because a couple years ago they had found a cyst. And so about every year they do a follow through. And I don't worry about that kind of stuff because I believe I just don't receive usually the bad reports they want to give me. They go in one ear and out the other because I know Sharon was cross.
Uh-oh, Diane, you locked up. You locked up, Diane. We can't hear you.
What's that? You there?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, just a second. Okay. Anyway, they were talking. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And they were talking about sending her to a plastic surgeon. And usually I just go along with her recommendations. I said, okay. And today I thought, no, I called her back. I said, I don't want to go to a plastic surgeon. So they're having another doctor come in Monday and they're going to look at her. And I'm just believing that this time, if they do another ultrasound, they're not going to find anything, because this has happened before where the devil tries to trip me up. And I just ask you to stand with me and be in agreement with me that there's no cyst there. And when they do another ultrasound, they're not going to find anything because it's not there. So that I give you all the praise and all the glory, because hands from the time she was born, and she was healed at the cross. And I don't receive this bad report. And I don't care what the health industry says. It's the biggest money-making industry in the world, and that's all they want to do is make more money and cut into everybody that they can. So I just don't receive it. And I praise you, and I thank you for the good report and the ultrasound when they do another one. That in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Father, amen. That there is no cyst there. Because she's under the authority of Diane, and that thing, nothing there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We believe it, Diane. Okay. You froze up again. I hope it wasn't anything else. Sometimes, I'll just let everybody know, sometimes if you've got a if you've got a little short bandwidth, you can turn your video off and turn your audio on. Can't hear Diane. You just Can't hear you talk. Just you're coming in every now and then garbled. So there again, let me say this again. If you turn your video off, stop your video, and just do your audio, we can hear you most of the time, because what happens is your video takes up a lot of bandwidth. And if you've got a sorry cable coming in, internet coming in, that helps a lot. Most of the times you can get through like that. Okay. All right. You come back. She's back. But you froze up again. Okay. Let's see what Wade's got. Go ahead, Wade.
My wife wanted to speak a short word.
What's that?
My wife wanted to speak a short word.
Okay, go ahead, Jeanette.
Pain and praise. That you start praising, and pretty soon you know your pain's gone away. That's just what I wanted to say.
Okay. Yep. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jeanette.
You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else? What about a praise report? I'm just asking. Wait a minute. Go, Tim.
Yeah, I was over at the afternoon, and you know, she's not going to be able to make the outreach tonight, but she asked if maybe we would pray for her friend Rachel.
Okay.
About her. So I'd just like pray instead of Judy here that, you know, with everybody's faith joined together, that Lord, keep your hand on Rachel. Watch over her. Yeah, she's having some confusion and some issues and stuff, but you know what she's going through, and you can bring her through it. And just let her know that we care about her, and that, you know, that you're there for her when she needs you, and that you never left her. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, we send your angels out there to get Rachel right now and bring her back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Praise you, Lord. We just believe it, Lord, because we know you're a good God, and you're going to bring Rachel back to us in Jesus' name. And she's going to have a different attitude this time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know God's going to do that. I do. Rachel is a young lady that has been coming to our fellowship two or three times, I guess. But she comes from another religion, and it kind of, those demons, those religious spirits kind of work on her at times, but we're believing God for going to deliver her. Amen. Okay. Anybody else have a prayer request?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Deb.
I sent you an email about a.
Yeah.
If you saw a different number, it'd be our friend, but I guess she didn't get on. So I told we prayed for her. She's had a lot of problems. She really loves the Lord so much, and she's got a lot of physical problems, and then she's got problems from her family that they want nothing to do with her. These are Christians that aren't acting as Christians. And she's just being come against really badly. And so she called last night, and I had a good time of prayer and talking with her, and the Lord just really touched her, and she felt much better physically and was lifted spiritually by the Lord. And so she may get on one of these nights. I told her, just come on sometime and be encouraged. But I just like to pray for her. Her name is Darla, and I've known her for many, many, many
years. Did you say Donna or Darla?
Darla.
Okay.
Darla.
All right.
So, Laura, just pray for Darla, Lord God, and I just pray, Lord, that you will touch her heart, Lord, to know that from her heart she has forgiven those, God, who hold these things against her, who accuse her, condemn her, and judge her, Lord, and and exclude her from family, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you would make that you'd be sure in her heart that she's forgiven them from her heart, Lord God. She says she has, but I just pray you do a real deep work in her, Lord. And God, I just pray that you would help her to really trust you for that healing, God, that she truly believed, Lord, that you healed her at the cross. Lord, just lift her up to you for that healing on her body in every way, her back and her nerves and diabetes, all these problems that she says she has, Lord. I just pray, God, that she would speak in faith that she has been healed, Lord, at the cross. And just lift her up to you, Father, for you to move miraculously in her life, move in a wonderful way, Lord, by your Spirit. Minister to her in ways she's never ministered to you before, God. I pray you baptize her in the Holy Spirit, Lord God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And I just pray you do bring her on here, Lord, and she be lifted up with people who really love you and love one another. Okay, thank you, God, in Jesus' name.
I'd like to pray for her, too. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Darla to you. Lord, she's looking, look like she's looking, Lord. And in the name of Jesus right now, we command that spirit of infirmity off of her, and we command it to take everything that it's given on, put on her, away with it in Jesus' name right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. That not only is she free from that, Lord, I'm asking you right now to fill her up with your Holy Spirit. And that she just be having a great time with you, Father. I thank you for it, Father. And that when Debbie talks to her again, she's going to have a glorious praise report. And Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, Missy, go ahead.
I told you all about the neighbor across in the other part of the development that I gave him a sovereign God. His name is Mark, and he had a lot of questions and everything. Well, I came across him again the other day. He was mowing his lawn again, and he starts asking me a bunch of questions and everything. And then after I got home after a bit, I realized that I spoke too much and that I was teaching, and I asked the Lord about it, and he said that, and it's just like, I didn't intentionally do that. It's just like, you know, when you like talking about the Lord, and it just, and I'm like, okay, Lord, help me to more than anything, just give my own personal testimonies and stuff like that. And somehow just say, you know, because when they have questions, it's like, what are you going to tell them? Well, I mean, I just need to tell them, you know, just keep reading the book. You'll find the answers. And if you really need somebody to, you know, ask these questions, you know, I can, you know, give you the name of a brother or something. But it's just like, so Lord, help me with that. And Lord, Lord, I praise you and I thank you that Mark is reading that. He says he doesn't understand a lot of the scriptures, and part of that may be the fact that it's Old English, part of it. But he's understanding a lot of what David's explanation is and all. And Father, I just, he realizes that he's not a true believer. He said, he says, I realize I'm not a true believer. And I was like, wow. And Lord, just show him that there's nothing that he needs to do. He doesn't have to come up to par in understanding or nothing like that, just to believe. Lord, put within him the belief, giving the faith to believe that the Bible is your true inspired word of God by your Spirit, Lord. He said that's one thing he struggles with. And Lord, and I think, you know, He understood what David was talking about in the numerics to a degree, and he understands that, you know, the basic concept of that, and that helped him, Lord. But I just ask you to give him faith to really believe that the Bible is your word that you have given to us through men. You gave it to us through men, and I just thank you for that. And I just ask you to open the eyes of his heart and give him revelation and knowledge and understanding, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing him to the point where he realizes there's nothing he needs to do but just repent and believe in you, Lord, and that you will take care of the rest. And I told him that, Lord, that he just, all he has to do is that and be filled with your spirit, that empower your spirit to, you know, overcome sin and have a great, even greater understanding of your word, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for giving him everything that he needs to repent and believe, Lord, in you. And I just, even the any spirits of Catholicism that are on him, I command them off him now in the name of Jesus. He doesn't follow that anymore, but I'm sure there's probably some spirits of him, of that in him. And I just command all religious spirits off him in the name of Jesus, and mind binding spirits and mind blinding spirits in the name of Jesus. I command you to go in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in Mark. And I thank you that you're chosen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, if we're done with prayer requests,
go ahead.
Other things. Okay. Well, both these things, praise reports, testimonies, whatever, kind of come along with also prayer too. Well, first off, Alex took his driver's test yesterday and he didn't pass again. And long story short, late this afternoon, I got him set up with some driving lessons, two driving lessons so far. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here with Alex, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for delivering him from rejection and Moreau. And I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in both of them and freeing them up from the bondages that the enemy has had on them for years. And turning the Merle's heart to Alex and Alex's heart to his father, Lord, just like your word says. And I thank you, Lord. And I just ask you, Lord, to guide me in everything that I say and do, Lord. I know there's nothing that I can do to help the situation but my prayers, and just be totally led by your spirit. I know in my flesh no good thing dwells, and my works are nothing but filthy rags, and I know that that is not pleasing to you, and I don't want to hinder anything. And besides that, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but you that lives in me, and I'm dead unto sin and alive unto God. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, and I thank you for the great victory and deliverance from Merle and Alex. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, and then the second thing is I'm going to be a grandma. Thank you, Jesus. Yay. Kurt and Brooke called me earlier and they told me that, they told me she's pregnant, and I'm barely pregnant. She was just like, she's like, okay, things aren't happening that should be happening. She had ants in her pants, so she went and got a pregnancy test right away. So I'm thinking like maybe around the end of January is about then. So I spoke a blessing over them, and you know, and I had to text my Kurt's dad, my ex-husband, and I text him and a grandpa with a grandpa face, you know. I asked him if he had time to talk to me quick. So I told him about Sandy's quick vision of me holding up a baby sweater saying, I can't wait. And I didn't tell Kurt and Brooke, but as soon as they told me, I said, I got to tell you this. I told them about it, you know, and I told Rod that too, you know, and just about how, the Lord gave Sandy words of knowledge about, her, her daughter-in-law being pregnant and knowing the names of the grandkids ahead of time and everything. I said, you know, that's just like so cool. But anyway, so we had a quick, good conversation and all. And, you know, I want to come against any spoken curses against Kurt and Brooke in the name of Jesus. They are going to be able to financially provide, financially be able to provide for this baby and just, you know, that's always a worry of Kurt's father. And I told him, I said, I believe everything's going to work out there. They'll be fine, you know. And so I just want to come against, because I know there's others in the family that are going to have that concern too. So, but anyway, without going into details. So I just come against any curses, no spoken curses are permitted to come against Kurt and Brooke and the baby in any shape or form in the name of Jesus. And I just speak blessings upon them, a healthy pregnancy, a healthy baby, a good delivery, and that I speak blessings upon them, that they are going to be good parents in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that that they are going to bring this child up in discipline and admonition of you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for getting a hold of them and showing them that they need you as their savior so that they can bring their child up properly. I believe Brooke is saved, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord, for drawing them both to you and granting Kurt repentance too, Lord, and that they are going to be great parents, Lord, in the wisdom of God and not in the wisdom of man, but in according to your wisdom, Lord. And I just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's awesome. You begin to look the part too, Missy.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
I'm just trying to make you feel good, you know? I'm just trying to make you feel good.
I'm not old enough to be a grandma.
Okay. No, All right. Well, that's cool. I love to see them kids.
I'm excited.
I bet you are. I know I get excited every time I have. That's down another level, too. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Matt, go ahead, brother. Uh-oh.
What is that supposed to mean?
No, you go ahead.
Michael. Anyway, so I've got a couple testimonies. One is we've been, me and my wife have been trying to get pregnant for over a year, I guess. We did get pregnant last year sometime, but miscarried about 3 months into it over the holidays. And just couldn't really seem to conceive after that. And, you know, we went for the deliverances. And we had, you know, Michael and David pray for us and pray that she wouldn't have a miscarrying womb, and so that she can conceive. And it's been probably about a month now, and she conceived right after David and Michael prayed for us. So. We do have number two on the way, which is a testimony. And another one is, you know, part of the deliverances we did, rejection was one of my biggest ones. And
Was.
What was? Thank you. Was. Was. And I, as probably most people do, I kind of associate my heavenly father, like my earthly father, you know, how I was growing up. But, you know, the Lord's showing me more and more how he's not like my earthly father, how he's a lot more than we could ever imagine. So, upon this new testimony, the Lord showing me how much he loves me, you know, going through this deliverance. We found out that we were having our second one on Father's Day.
Can you say amen?
It's just like the Lord saying, here you go. Happy Father's Day. So thank you, Lord. Crazy.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Boy, the more the merrier. Get to all them kids and I'll get me a trailer load before it's over with. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What I do, I've got a tractor and a trailer, and I put all the kids in the trailer and ride them around. All right. Anybody else got a testimony? Well, somebody's got to have some more kids here. Yeah, Joe, you can't have one, Joe.
I got to find me somebody first, but I'm not worried about it until then.
All right, dude. Go ahead.
I'm still waiting. No, I'm thankful. I want to just give a testimony. I'm thankful that God, through this whole job process, he's putting me in a place of weakness where he's eliminating every ability for me to even think about performing anything. I was encouraged last Tuesday night after you prayed to receive the God would pour out the Holy Spirit. I was really encouraged, and I finished listening to the – for those who've seen the YouTube page, there's the Faith Against All Odds series. Basically, you know, are the odds stacked against you? You know, series. And basically, I listened to the last 3, 7, 8, and 9, and I mean, it's just kept up with the theme of you know, weakness understanding. You know, just I mean, weakness is a good spot. You know, as much as we don't, as foreign as it is for I guess a lot of us, we're always kind of equating weakness with a place of danger or a you know, place we don't want to be, but that's the exact place I want to be. Because I was tempted this past week. I ended up rolling over all my money from my 401k from my my previous job over into an IRA I had, you know, and there for a while I was like, ooh, you know, the temptation was there to take money from that, because I've found a possible job opportunity where I could be a truck driving. So there's a school not too far from where I live, you know, and I saw the tuition amount. And I, at first, you know, I think when I heard about it, I'm like, that's the biggest, you know, hindrance or issue I had. And then the thought came to mind like, huh, you know, check your 401k. And I looked at that and I was like, oh yeah, I have the money, but I'd be penalized big time because I'm not 59 and a half. That's the earliest age you can pull from your 401k without being penalized of any sort. So I said, okay, well, you know, I'll sit there and think about it. And then, you know, the Lord kind of through that series, as I was listening Tuesday night, he said, you know, basically he brought me back to where David was talking about the, just the overall idea that, you know, the less you put in to a situation or, you know, of your own efforts, your own works, God's going to put in more. And the more you put in, the less God puts in, you know, and I just began to just kind of, I was so encouraged. I thought, you know what? Absolutely. I'm just going to leave it alone. God, I want you to perform a total miracle here. And so I began to praise God. Thank you for whatever you're going to do. You know, and if this is a job you want, if not, you're going to provide a job. So I want to praise God for backing me into a corner, you know, is what it feels like. I used to do it to where like I would react in the flesh and I'd be out like filling out applications all over the place. And I'm like, I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to trust in God. I'm going to rest. I'm going to relax. You know, I'll let my flesh flail around and freak out and act like, you know, you don't have any money. What are you going to do? There's no money coming in, because I'm kind of starting to feel that shortage come about after these next couple bills I got to pay. And I'm just like, yeah, that's fine. the weaker you are, the better off you're going to be, you know, is the way I looked at it. And I said, okay, I want to get to the weakest I can get and just keep trusting in God. So I want to praise God for giving me this, you know, attitude. Thank you, Lord, for the attitude. And just thank you all for who are continuing to pray for me concerning this. So I'm waiting till God, I'm interested to see how God's going to pull this one off. So I'm believing that it's going to be really cool, really powerful how he just pulls it off. And so I'm just resting and waiting on him. So, amen.
Let me ask you a question, Joe, if I might.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you looking for a job?
Right now, currently not. So, I took your word. I was thinking that, you know, I went to the school. I filled out an application. I told them I would keep in touch with them because the classes start July 8th. So I'm kind of in between. I'm thinking, well, let me wait around. And but before, I mean, I would have just started filling out applications everywhere. I don't even know. Well, I don't know. I get the feeling like I should do that, but I shouldn't. But I thought, no, I've stuck with this college for or this school right now. Going down that route, and I said, okay, God, if you want me to do something else, okay, I'll do that, but I'm just kind of waiting right now. Okay, what do you want me to do? So,
yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. So basically, yeah, the gentleman I talked to, I had a little interview after I filled out this application, and he said, keep in touch with me. I said, sure, you know, absolutely, I'll let you know, because he knew, you know, finances, because there's a, you can either pay up front, or you can finance half of the money. And then once you get hired on, after you pass the test and all that stuff, they'll take it out of your check monthly. And I thought, well, you know, whatever way, you know, the Lord leads me, if he does, is what I'll do. But then I, you know, kind of dawned on me, I thought, wait a minute, I don't think that's the way, you know, he wants to do it. So I just said, I'm going to throw that all aside and okay, whatever you want to do, God, here you want to. And if you bring something else up, okay, you know, that I'll go that route. But I'm just kind of like taking it one step at a time. I'm not getting way ahead of myself and saying like I used to do. You know, I used to just like fill out applications wherever I could and you doing it in my own strength pretty much. So I said, no, I'm not going to do that this time. So. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Lord, we just lift up Joe to you and we thank you, Lord, that whatever job you've got for him is going to come up. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I was curious. He said, Joe, you said they'll train you and then they'll hire you afterwards?
Well, at the school, yeah. There'll be training. There'll be classroom training and then the hands-on driving for so many hours. If I pass their test and I graduate, there'll be a company there. Basically, they say, you know, we give the graduate the choice of where he wants to work. There'll be several companies who come. And yeah, you know, I'll probably talk to him. It'd be like a job fair of some sort is what it sounds like. And then I'll be hired on. So this is like a local school. I guess it's nationally known. I don't know how far it's known. But yeah, basically they'll train me. They've got trucks outside the building there where they train everybody. It's a very, I mean, you know, very small area where they train and where they have a their office there. But yeah, they do all the training, everything. You know, and you have to pay with the tuition. A lot of that accounts for the licenses, the fees, like federal licenses, you know, fees. I think a drug test, a physical, stuff like that. So. You know, I forget whatever else it is. But yeah, basically, it's just a school. I mean, most companies are actually doing it now to where they train you and they do everything. But this is like one that's been up, you know, to where, yeah, they train you and they're, I guess you would call that a recruiter, something like that. So yeah.
Okay. When you said it, I know that there are trucking companies out there that pay for all of that. You ride with an experienced driver for a while and learn everything about that. Yeah, go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah, I was just going to, is this Swift by chance?
Is this what?
Swift, the company.
No, it's trucking. Lyft is actually just like, you know, your own personal vehicle. It's like a taxi.
Oh, okay.
Service. Yeah, I'd be a trucker, actually. Okay,
yeah, because Swift is a trucking company, too.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was just going to say, if it's Swift and they do drug analysis through, they take some of your hair and do it that way.
Okay. Yeah.
How are they going to do that with Joe?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
That's right. You're not supposed to have. Well, they can get a nose here, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they could get it. I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. Okay, anybody else? Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus, for your laughter. All right, anybody got a testimony or praise report? All right, and Tuesday night, we decided to do praise night tonight, but we also decided to talk about praise and find out why we praise and what we do when we praise. So I'm going to open it up for discussion first, and then we'll get into some good music. Y'all, I know y'all got lined up. Anybody want to talk about praise, Andrew?
Wasn't this Missy's idea?
Was it Missy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where'd she go? Yeah, she took off. There she is.
It was my idea to have praise and worship, not to discuss, not the part about discussing. Right.
Yeah, Andrew. I figured, I knew that ball was coming back in your lap. Okay. Well, let me ask this then. I'll try to get it started here by asking, wait a minute, Wade's got the answer. Come on, Wade.
No, I don't think I got the answer, but I have a situation that has caused me to praise God. Normally, I don't witness, but I went to the doctor yesterday, and there was a lapse of about a half an hour, which that often is, with a specialist. Anyways, while I was in the doctor's office, we started talking about God and the things of God and, you know, righteousness and sin, whatever. And God gave me the words, and the people getting behind me, like, yeah, come on, preach it, you know, and all. You know, I was blessed by it because I got to share God's word, and it was something I wasn't expecting. So I just wanted to thank God and praise his name for that. And I pray that the people who received the word would grow. They were obviously believers of God, but they didn't have a deep understanding. I enjoyed it. I hope for more days like that, or will I be in a situation where I'll have an opportunity to share. That's what was my word.
All right, praise God. Yeah, that's a lot of fun when you be able to do that, isn't it? All right. Okay. Question I'm going to ask is, why do we praise God? With the scripture? Well,
I know there's a scripture that says it. He's worthy to be praised.
I have to find it, though.
He's worthy to be. Well, it's a commandment, isn't it? To praise God is a commandment. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, a couple of weeks back when we were, you know, asking about, you know, what's the goal of being a Christian, you know, is to make heaven or not. This verse stuck out to me. It's in John 4. Starting about 23, it says, Jesus talking to the gal at the well, but he says, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for such doth the Father seek to be his worshipers. So God wants worshipers. He wants, you know, people that worship in truth and in spirit. So that's part of the reason why we do it, is because God wants us to. That's maybe the most important one.
Amen. Amen. I got one too. Here's a commandment out of Psalms 150 and verse 6. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That's a command. Let everything, you got breath, praise God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So that's a commandment. Also, there's some more things. The reason why we praise God. Somebody else got something? Yeah, but what's your name, Sue? Go ahead, girl.
It's now King James. I remember King James Psalm 22 verse 3. The way King James says is God inhabits the praises of his people. But like in the NAS, a New American Standard says, yet you are holy, O you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel. And the footnote says that inhabits the praises of his people. And, you know, if we want to get to know the Lord, we need to be living with him. We need to be connected to him. Get to know him and, you know, spend some time with him.
Amen.
There's more, but that's all for now. That's all for now.
Okay. You want to mute yourself? She's... Oh, there you are. I thought you had left, so but you just changed position. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Debbie, go ahead.
Okay, I have some here, some verses. Psalm 75:1 says, we proclaim how great you are and tell of the wonderful things you have done. And 1 Chronicles 16:26, praise the Lord, all people on earth. Praise his glory and might. Daniel 2:20, God is wise.
That's a command.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel 2:20, God is wise and powerful. Praise him forever and ever.
Another command.
In Jeremiah 20:13, sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. He rescues the oppressed from the power of evil people. And Ephesians 1:6 says, let us praise God for his glorious grace, for the free gift he gave us in his dear son. There's more.
Yeah, there's a lot more. This book is full of God's wanting us to praise him. You know what praise does? You know what praise does? Opens the door to God's love on us. That's what it does. It opens the door. All the people in the local here knows what I'm talking about, because we can be praising God, singing and praising God, and then the glory of God will just come down, you know, and he'll have a word for us too, you know. It's just awesome. When you praise God, he shows up. Yes, Sue.
Okay. Yeah, I was in praise and worship years ago at the Charismatic Church, and when I started being in the praise and worship and, you know, spending time with the Lord and singing to him, I kind of likened it to, you know, praise is, you know, I mean, it's enjoying him, getting close to him. And even sometimes I think of my worship as giving him like a hug and a kiss. You know, I mean, that's not in the natural, but you know what I'm saying. It's just giving my love to him. And in return, he gives his love to me, you know, when I praise and worship him. Then he's able to touch my heart, because I'm touching his heart. So that's what I was thinking of earlier, but anyway, that's it.
Okay, yeah, even in our fellowship, Debbie, help me out here. The Lord told us one night that he was checking our hearts as we were praising God or something to that effect. Do you remember that? That there was an angel at the door that he was, might have been Eve, but.
Oh, yeah, that was Eve.
Yeah, that there was an angel at the door that was writing down.
Yeah.
The while we were praising God, the attitude of our heart, whether it was on the Lord or somewhere else, we were just make believing that we were praising God, or that we were in the Spirit doing that. And so praise is real important to God. And after that, get out of here in the name of Jesus. After that, we had, it meant a lot different to people, I believe. Well, I know it did. It means a lot more to be in the Spirit, not to be just sitting there mouthing the words. Where are you spiritually speaking when you praise God? That matters to God too. Not that you're just sitting there mouthing words, but that you're in the Spirit praising God through your spirit to Him. Amen. All right. Anybody else?
I have something else. Joe?
Just a moment. So let me get Joe. Go, Joe Britt.
Michael, can you read us Psalm 81, verse 1 to 4?
All right. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful noise to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and bring here the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day, for it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. Praise God. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, Missy.
What you were just talking about, sharing about, you know, in the one meeting or whatever, about, you know, are you really in the Spirit or whatever? And I was looking for this verse because this verse came to my mind, and then you said what you said, and it goes right well with what you said in it, and it's Philippians 3:3. It says, for we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. You know, it just, you know, our worship isn't just about praising and singing and everything. Our worship also really is our obedience. You know, there's a lot to worship, and not just our what we say with our mouths and singing to the Lord and all that too, you know, because, you know, like it said, I think it was Tim that said, you know, those who worship, worship in spirit and truth, you know, and I think part of worshiping in spirit and truth is, you know, only in the Spirit, you know, can you obey. And in obedience, you are obeying the truth, you know, too, because God's word is the truth. So anyway, just some thoughts.
Amen. Go ahead, Sue. I forgot about you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. it just occurred to me. I just popped in my head what came to me. When we praise and worship, one thing I've noticed is that and I noticed this before too. I noticed that when we sing about him, it's not as, I mean, it's like he appreciates that, but when we're praising and worshiping, what happened? You still there?
Michael just went somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if something happened.
No.
I noticed with myself when I'm praising and worshiping about him, you know, singing about him, I don't seem to touch him as much as when I notice when I start, like if we have a song that says we just love him or something, and I'll just say I love you instead of loving him, I notice that I get right there and closer to him right real quick by changing it. Because I'm speaking to him and not speaking about him. I'm not singing about him, I'm singing to him. And it's like, if we're to be the bride, how's the bride supposed to be with her husband? You know, I mean, to me, that's there's a connection, you know, there's that sweetness that we're giving to him, you know, when we worship him and praise him. It's, you know, I sometimes I think about, if my husband was sitting right next to me, would he like me to sing to him or about him? I'd rather sing to him. But anyway, that's what came to me too. That's all.
Amen. That's pretty good. Amen. All right. Yeah, Diane, go ahead.
I just have to agree with what Sue is saying. And I know, the one group I was with for a long time, it just seemed like we somehow lost those kind of songs. And one day I was riding in my car and this song came on, "We're coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, Lord. It's all about you." And it's like, wow, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want to go back to. Too many songs are about me, or even the church, or they're just, I don't know, they're just not that personal connection. And I just have to say amen to what she's saying, because it's all about you, Jesus. Amen. That's all.
Amen. It is. It's all about Jesus. What can make me suffer? All right, come on. Anybody else? Yeah, Dave?
No, when we talk about praise and giving thanks to God, is it limited just to praise and worship in songs? Are you boxed into thinking, well, now we have to get together and do this praise and worship together in a song, or we got to get into the Spirit, we got to enjoy the Lord this way, this is our praise and worship? Or is there more to praising the Lord than just songs? Is there more to giving thanks and giving him praise personally, rather than always having to be, well, now we're going to do praise and worship? Are you boxed into that little area where this is praise and worship time, and now we're going to get into the teaching or whatever? I mean, we do praise and worship when we praise the Lord with our testimonies too. And we give praise and worship when we think about all the great things he's done in our life. Because I've got this psalm that came up, Psalm 106, the Lord gave me. And it talks about the praising and worshiping God for the salvation he gave you. And he gave Israel through the time, through Egypt. But also it talks about the bad times when they forsook him. And he came behind and still took care of them after that. And they praised him for their falling, and they praised him for giving them repentance to turn back to him. And but our praise and worship just isn't limited to songs. I just what I'm seeing is it's praising and worshiping God always for everything, even if you're not with people, even in your mind. You know, you're praising and worship God for and thanking him for things he's done in your life. So praise and worship is continuous throughout our traditional experience, and wonderful to come together as a group and with songs and praise and have that feeling. But if you don't have the group, that doesn't mean you're limited to praise and worship still. You still have praise and worship with the Lord in your own personal life. And when things happen, you praise Him for this, you thank Him for that, and you're still in praise and worship. That's in spirit and truth. Just wanted to bring that out. So we're not limited just to song and dance and that kind of atmosphere.
Amen. That's true. When you're by yourself, you can do it yourself. Absolutely. I do it a lot just by speaking in tongue. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Andrew.
Psalm 30 is very nice. Psalm 30 and 1 there. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. You know, it's some really nice stuff there in this. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive. Praise God. That I should not go down to the pit. Amen. Praise God. He keeps us. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. And give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. You know, it's just when Dave was talking there, you know, you can almost get into a frenzy because you're thinking of an eternal life that you're going to have because what Jesus did for you, you know, you're just thinking of the thousands of years that you're going to have all this time, this eternity. And it's just started for you here. Some of you look pretty old, but I don't think you are. Anyway, it's gonna go on forever. It's just amazing what you were given there. And when you just think about all that time, you know, there's a song there when we've been there for 10,000 years. But you know, 10,000 years is a long time. It may only be 10 days to God, but it's a long time for just us to think about it now. And this is how we extol Him now in our present state, because we can't even think of to live that long, you know. And that's what I was just thinking when Dave spoke there, you know.
Amen. You froze up there once. We're not hearing you, Andrew.
His awesomeness on He made all that, you know, and it's just so exciting, you know, and you get to call Him Father too, because Jesus said so. Wow, you know, it's almost like you become a little kid and you go, "That's my dad." Amen.
Yeah, Missy.
Did anybody read Psalm 117? It's only two verses. Did anybody catch that? Okay.
I don't think so. Go ahead. I had it down, but go ahead.
Okay. It says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Laud Him, all ye peoples, for His loving kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm going to play a song, a praise song. This song here is one that Tom, what's his name, the guy that went to heaven, said that they sang this while he was up there. But it's by... anyway, let's just go ahead and do it.
Tom Kruger.
Tom Kroger, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot the man's name. But this is done in a by people in song. And let me get the share going here.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is he.
Jesus. after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces and worshiped before the throne. They worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever." Can we join with heaven? Lift up your voices and say amen. We bless you, God. Sing holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy.
That was good. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. Praise God. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Lord of God. All right, anybody else? I wish somebody get excited in here, glory to God. Somebody got to be excited about Jesus. Now, come on. Go ahead, Leon. Leon's excited, I can tell.
I got a, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I got a verse for you, a couple of verses in Habakkuk chapter 3. Let me read this to you. "I heard and my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in my place, because I must wait quietly for the day of trouble, for the coming up of the people that invadeth us. For though the fig tree shall not flourish, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive tree, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no food, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. God is the Lord, is my strength, and he maketh me feet like the hind's feet, and will make me to walk on my high places." So that's a worship, a praise, a thanksgiving. Even though the enemy's coming, even though the food will fail, and even though the enemy comes and takes us away, we're still going to praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, that's dancing words. I'm telling you, jump up and dance and praise God. Yep. Lord, hallelujah. Y'all need to get rid of them religious spirits. That's what I'm saying. Lord.
Hey, I like the way we do that better than them.
No, do you? Well, yeah, ours lasts about 20 to 30 minutes or more. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Missy, go ahead. I saw your hand up. I'll get you in a minute, Sue.
Can you look this up for me? Because I've tried to share before, and for some reason the audio doesn't. It's called Listen to Our Hearts, but it's by Tim B. Told.
By who?
Tim B. Told.
Tim B. Told. What a kind of a name.
Well, not Toad.
10 feet tall, was it?
T-O-L-B.
Yeah, I got it. It says, Listen to Our Hearts, Jeff Moore and Stephen Curtis Chapman, cover by Koo Chung and Tim B. Told.
Yes. This is my favorite version of this. These guys are ABCs. Merle calls them ABCs, American-born Chinese.
Okay. All right, let's see if I can get this going here.
How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears, and words cannot express the love we feel. But we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts and hear our spirit sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. And we will use the words we know to tell you awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of all love. So listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, I could live a thousand years, but I would still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat would say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our hearts and hear our spirit sing a song of praise and flows from those you have redeemed. And we will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our hearts.
So listen to our hearts.
Listen to our hearts.
Hear our spirits sing.
Hear our spirits sing.
A song of praise that flows.
A song of praise that flows.
From those you have redeemed.
From those you have redeemed.
And we will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. Words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. And words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. And words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
Listen, listen.
And words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. And words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
Amen. I like that. I've heard that one before.
Yeah, I played it for you. I think the last time I was down there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I lost y'all for a minute. Okay. That was awesome, Barbara. Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Chinese church, the Christian church. It's a wonderful church.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking praise and worship. If you like Leon, the scripture Leon had made me think of this one too, Psalms 3. I'll just read part of it. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. But what came to me before that was Jehoshaphat. Praise and worship is good for weapons, for fighting the enemy, keeping the enemy, even, you know, like sometimes when you feel like the enemy's going to just hound on you and keep bothering you, when you put praise and worship on, the enemy backs away. He can't stand it. You know, I mean, it's just like praying in the spirit. But praise and worship is used for battles, you know, like the one in Jehoshaphat. The battle belongs to the Lord. You know, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. That's part of our use for praise and worship. Okay.
Yep, it is. It's a good thing for battle. If you're having problems, put that praise and worship on. Run them demons out of there. Lord of God, that's good. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Diane.
That devil's really after me tonight with my internet. I had to come downstairs. We'll try it down here. I was enjoying some verses about Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles. And it said, when he had consulted with the people, this is 2 Chronicles 20, verses 21 and 22. And when he, that's Jehoshaphat, had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. And they were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. So hallelujah, our praise can send confusion into the camp of the enemies. That's all.
Amen. I wish you'd get excited, Diane. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Go, girl. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Well, somebody in here is getting excited instead of myself. Glory to God. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else got a song? Are y'all ready to get up out of your seat and stomp and dance and clap your hand? Huh? I'm just asking. Y'all ready to get up out of your seat? Watch here. If I can find it here. Here it is. I tell you what, if you can't get excited over something like that, we need to pray for you. Woo, glory to God. You know what we do when we sing that song? At the fellowship, we get all the chairs back out the way, and we go to dancing. We do. I'm telling you, is that not right, Sue? And Debbie and Denny, we get the chairs out the way. Missy, don't we just get the chairs out the way, and we go to dancing. Ain't that right, Joe? That's right. We have a time. I'm telling you. We ain't bound up by no religious spirit. We let it fly. Because we love the Lord. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Leah.
Yeah, why don't you look up the song, Let Everything That Has Breath Praise the Lord, since you brought that up first.
Okay.
And Denny's next after that.
Okay. I saw the hand, I think. Okay, well, just remind me. All right, let's see here. Let everything that have breath. Do you have a preference who does that? I got Hillsong, Matt Redman, Twinkie Clark, and Terrell in the Famous Choir. Ron Canole, Matt Redman.
I don't know. I think it's by Matt Redman, but that'll be fine.
Anyway, okay. Rat Medman?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. We'll put Matt on there. All right, let me get the thing going here.
Everything that
That rendition. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Denny, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. I had something in First Chronicles 25. This is when, after David was established in the kingdom, that things in order, and he ended up appointing worshipers in courses. I think there was 24 courses, and mainly it was through three different fathers and their children who all played musical instruments. I'll read a few couple of the verses. So that's again First Chronicles 25 verse 1. Moreover, David, the captain of the host, separated to the service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, with cymbals, and with and the number of the workmen according to their service. Then he goes on to tell about the number of sons they had, but it ends up mentioning that they would prophesy with their musical instruments. And that was awesome. And anyway, the name Asaph means gatherer, and Haman means faithful, or the faithful, I think it is. And Jeduthun means choir of praise. So, you know, when you put them together, it's gather the faithful into a choir of praise. And, you know, there's just something about God anoints the music, the instruments, and he anoints our singing. And so when we get into that worship, we can really anticipate an anointing. It's like Diane said, when Jehoshaphat led, you know, he appointed singers to be out front and musicians. And there's just an anointing in that. So, yeah, worship is an awful time. And I remember one time back up in Illinois, one sister played a violin, one time that she came out and into the, you know, the congregant, you know, the people, and someone was really in distress, and she came over and all she did was play her violin. You know, it was just a real anointed, I can't remember what she did, just really a tremendous anointing on her, and that's all she did, and walked back, and that just set that person free. And of course, it said that they would prophesy with their harps, you know, with their musical instruments. So we can expect a prophetic anointing in the music and in the worship. And, you know, listen for what the Lord is saying. Sometimes it can just be something musical, and there's an anointing in it, and there's a prophetic word. If you listen to the Spirit, you'll catch what the Spirit is saying, you know, what anointing is, you know, something's being ministered in the Spirit. So, hallelujah. And I had one thing I noticed, and also there's 58 Psalms that have, like if I look in this King James Version, right, the heading and for Psalm 4 is, this is not part of the Psalm itself, it's just the heading, and it says, to the chief musician on Neganoth, a Psalm of David. And there's 58 of them that's addressed to the chief musicians in their song of Psalm of David. I was trying to figure out what all that meant. You know, did David write the psalm and send it to the musicians? So the psalms are just full of God's anointing and praise and worship. So, yeah. Amen. So gather the faithful into a choir of praise. Amen.
Amen.
Does that mean they sung these songs?
Yeah. They sang and played music to them. They had fiddles and banjos and mandolins and all those good instruments. Look at them. Some of them looking at me with that, what's he talking about? Yeah, pioneers. All in good thing. All right, anybody else? Hey, Pat.
Hi, guys. Guys and gals. Sorry for getting in here so late, but I thought I'd plug in last hurrah.
Okay. Praise God. Well, we're glad to have you.
Listen, I'm just before we get off the air, I was I'm going to be traveling to Tennessee. Actually, we're going to Nashville with my brothers and sisters, my immediate family. We're going down there for a vacation type thing. It's my wife's family, brothers and sisters and whatnot. So I would just appreciate prayer in that time. I've asked the Lord to open up, shed light on our relationships and so that the light of the Lord can shine through and people can start seeking the Lord and look past the religion and move towards a real relationship with the Lord Jesus. So that's kind of my prayer for this whole trip.
Amen. Amen, Pat. We believe with you. Now, you're coming down to Tennessee now. You're not but about 3 hours away, so I know you're coming by here to say hello, aren't you?
I would like to, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Okay. All right.
But I got you on my map there, so I know where you're at. It is about 3 hours away.
Yeah.
So.
All right. All right. Anybody else got a song or song? Yeah, Joe.
I post a song about City of Light, Good and Gracious King. I post it on the chat.
Yeah, I got it. City Light, Good and Gracious King. Okay, we can play that. If I can find my YouTube thing.
How about the walls of Jericho going down?
Judy, that was Judy.
How about the walls of Jericho going down?
Who is that?
Judy.
Where's your hand up? Judy, where's your hand up? You ain't got your hand up. You ain't got your hand up. You don't get in line. You got to get in line, girl. Come on now.
I just got out of the shower.
Don't tell us that, man. Don't give me that. Yeah. Okay, looky here, Judy. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let me play this song, and then we'll play your song, okay?
Well, I don't have a song. I just, okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Greater glory.
Hey, Judy, what's the name of your song?
I didn't have a song. I was just talking about when the walls of Jericho came down with the musical instruments and stuff.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and share it.
I just did. I just did.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. They danced around there and played the tune, didn't they?
That's right. Yes.
Praising. Amen. Okay.
But then all right.
Did anybody else have one?
Michael? Hey, Holden, I don't know how to raise my hand on the phone.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead. Just bust right on in there, girl.
Well, you played the song. The very first one you played was the one I was going to ask for. But how do you, can you find Victory Chant?
Is that C-H-A-N-P?
C-H-A-N-P, right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if I can find it here. I got Victory Championship Wrestling.
I can't remember who it was by. I don't have my CD here, but I just thought maybe that would be a good one to play.
It's Chant, Michael, C-H-A-N-T.
Well, that's what I had, I thought.
Is it Victory Chant?
Victory Chant. Yeah. Junior Fitness Figure Victory Ceremony.
I don't know. That doesn't ring a bell to me.
No, that does.
It starts out with, Hail Jesus, You're My King. Your life frees me to sing. Yeah, I don't know who that I knew.
Okay, wait a minute. I got something. I got it. Let's see. Hail Donnie, Jesus.
Donnie McClurkin.
Okay. I got it.
Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
God, and I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
Because I want to see your kingdom come.
I want to see your kingdom come.
God, I will, but yours be done.
God, I will, but yours be done.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
God, you will take us into the
to the land,
you will take us into the land, yeah.
window, baby. Yes, he's the lily of the valley. He's the pride and the morning star. Shall break every chain and give to us, oh my, the victory again and again. Oh, the Lion, oh my, of Judah, yes, shall break every chain, yes, he will, and give to us the victory again.
Okay, that's a good guy, Noel. I like that one. We're out of time, much as I hate it. We're out of time. Go ahead, Pat. You got something you want to say? Okay.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I just posted a song on there that I was going to share tonight, but obviously it's too late. But if somebody wants to pull it out of the chat room for next time. So, okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Did everybody get a copy of my email about the Odin Hedrick dream? I mean, going to heaven? Well, maybe Tuesday night we can talk about that. There's some interesting things that this man brought out in there that amazed me. I'd seen it years ago, but I'd forgotten about it. And it's got some wonderful revelations in it. Okay, Lord, I just thank you for another good night. I had a good time, and I know everybody in here did too. And Father, we just praise you and we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to sit at your feet and praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let
me get this Amen.
Well, all right. Good night, y'all. Bless you.
Good night, everybody.